98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
Now, very happy to welcome former Celtic and Ireland man Darren O'Dea back to the show, of course, among a number of other clubs across Europe and the world, and the current Celtic under 18 head coach as well. Darren, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Jamie.
Now, Darren, we're here to talk about, well, not talk about Ireland v Slovakia, the Euro playoff match, because we expect on Tuesday it to be postponed. It's going to be behind closed doors if it does happen, but realistically, this FIFA UEFA meeting during the week will surely put an end to any hopes of this match actually taking place in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, I don't see the game going ahead. I'd be absolutely astounded if it did. It's unprecedented times for everyone now, and it'll be a kind of scary time for a lot of people, and fingers crossed we can all get through it, but it's certainly football and is in the back of everyone's mind just at the minute, and I don't see this game going ahead at all.
Yeah, and I mentioned, Darren, you know, you've played across the world. You've played, of course, in the UK. You've played in places like Toronto. We've played in Mumbai. You've played in Donetsk as well. Have you ever seen anything like this in your football career, that basically football across the world and sport across the world has almost just stopped because of an illness?
No. I don't think that's a problem with the whole thing. I feel that no one has. Everyone's uncertain, and uncertainty leads to panic at times and worry and stress. It wasn't the closest to it, but I remember back in, it must have been in early 2000s, I was meant to go on trial. I'm sure it was to Nottingham Forest. I got called off because of foot and mouth disease, but that wasn't anywhere near the level of this. But no. I don't. I certainly haven't been involved, and looking back in history, I don't think there has been anything quite like this for certainly a number of decades. So, as I said, uncertainty leads to panic and unrest, and I think it's important. I think these days now with social media, the information that goes out, there's just so much of it, and I think it's important people let the actual experts speak and make decisions, because when you're on Twitter every day and Instagram, you see different theories and stuff like that. So it's important people stay calm and follow guidelines that are given.
Yeah, certainly HSE.ie is the place to get the best information. And of course, the HSE and those experts are holding a press conference every evening and giving the exact information that people need at the moment. And we've seen, Darren, over here, the League of Ireland suspended for a couple of weeks. It's unclear if the clubs are even allowed to train. There's another meeting to take place in the FAI with the clubs tomorrow. I know you're based in Scotland, in Glasgow with Celtic. Same in Scotland, league suspended. In England, in Wales, in Northern Ireland, in all of Europe, really. From a footballer's point of view, and now as a football coach as well, what's your kind of opinion of that? It's 100% the right decision, but certainly it's a big disruption on a sporting front, but really we do need to think a bit more than sport, you know, at this time, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the exact message. I think, in all honesty, probably a kind of couple of weeks ago when this kind of first all came out, your instinct is to kind of hope that the leagues and the football doesn't get affected, because obviously that's my livelihood and my kind of passion, if you like, more than anything. But then it slowly dawned on people, and I think it's not quite kicked into people how serious this is, and you still see people out and about and kind of thinking it's a kind of a holiday and break from work. But when it certainly dawned on me how serious this was, yeah, football is absolutely second to everything. Health is the most important, and the welfare of people. So we had obviously a youth team game on Friday to play, and originally when it gets called off, you're thinking off, you've prepared all week, but then it's over the weekend, it's really dawned on me how serious this all is, and football, it's kind of a little bit trivial to be speaking about football at all.
Yeah, certainly our office as well, you know, everybody is trying to do their best to stay away. People that can work from home can work from home. Even this week, we're all going to be given home broadcast kits that we can actually do our shows via Wi-Fi from our houses, so nobody physically has to come into the office. And I know all football clubs are doing the same and trying their very best that when their players do arrive to the training ground, if they are allowed to train, that, you know, they do simple things like wash their hands, and that there are medical experts available to them as well. And I'm sure over there in Scotland, Darren, it's the exact same. All of the clubs, and you can speak from the point of view of Celtic, certainly doing all that they can to make sure all players and staff and anybody using your training facility and stuff is hopefully going to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Celtic's a huge football club, and obviously it's a company, so it's followed guidelines from day one. So we've been updated over the last number of weeks daily with things and always been given the correct guidelines to follow. So now we're very lucky in that case. And as you said, I think most people are now tuned in and starting to take it for what it is, and that's a very serious matter. So fingers crossed the experts find a way to get us through all this and people take the right advice and follow the right guidelines. So I think we'll be, I think one thing that's kind of becoming more apparent is this isn't going to be just brushed over in the next week or so. This is going to be a long-term thing. So I think people need to get kind of comfortable with that idea.
And lastly, Darren, we are a sports programme, and on the last couple of weeks we've been basically talking about the coronavirus in a sports aspect, really. And just to finish on that, this Ireland-Slovakia game was due to take place next Thursday. The Slovakian FA have formally asked UEFA to postpone the match. They've banned all foreign citizens from crossing their borders, bar some people from Poland, I understand, as well. And this meeting during the week should confirm that the match is going to be off. And of course, the stories in the Sunday papers about, you know, Mick McCarthy's future, because he's due to finish and Stephen Kenny takes over when the Euros are finished. The Euros themselves might be moved to the summer of 2021 next year, as opposed to the summer of 2020 in a couple of months' time as well. Again, the players in the squad, the coaching staff, what will they all be thinking as well? And I'm sure they're all hopeful that themselves and their families stay healthy, but also their eyes are firmly on maybe a date when this match can actually happen.
Yeah, and kind of just going back to my original point, I think that would have been the nature and the kind of thinking of a lot of the players originally, and kind of talking about my own circumstance. When you're thinking, well, when are we going to get back playing football? I think it's slowly dawning on people that this isn't going to happen soon. This is going to be a longer term thing. This is a very serious matter. So I think the players' mindset will have shifted in the last couple of days when you start seeing the actual length that this virus is going to. So yeah, you're absolutely spot on. I think originally they'll probably be wondering when they can get back playing and when is everything happening. Managers likewise. But I think now it's dawning on people how serious this is. So the thoughts of football matches and even the kind of contracts and the Mick McCarthy situation, Stephen Kenny, it's kind of for another day. Let's just sort it out when we get through this, and fingers crossed that's as soon as possible. But my instinct tells me this will probably be a lot longer than what people are anticipating.
Great stuff, Darren O'Dea. Thanks a million. Speak to you soon. Hopefully in a couple of weeks time before the next game. Thanks a mil.
Thanks, Jay.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98FM.